Yeah. So tell me about then your, the sale of the newspaper. So when did you start kind of toying around with the idea that maybe I'm done? You know, when did you start feeling like maybe you wanted to bow out of the business?
I finally sold the paper when I was 70 years old. And I remember Biddle was exactly half my age at that point. And I wrote up why did I do it? Yes, I was getting a little tired of it, but I wanted to sell it if I could. And I had various bits of advice from people, one being not to ever go to the local real estate people, which I ended up not doing, and to sell it, to get a broker from outside who was familiar with the newspaper business. The value of it was that it was well established, and it had a good record, and it was a country newspapers, weekly newspapers were making a lot of money, mm-hmm. and, albeit in a sort of small way.
Right, relatively, right.
I guess I decided at some point along the line my interests had gotten, well, I wasn't skiing as much. I turned over the ski racing stuff to others to write up for the most part, the people that won some award recently for the Vermont Ski Museum. What's the name?
Linda.
Linda Adams.
Sporty Bell.
And Sporty Bell. This is my memory here. It's wonderful.
A lot of names.
And they indeed did write up all the junior stuff and the college racing and the things like that. I would go on the World Cup circuit occasionally in Europe and write up races. That was a lot of fun.
Wow.
And I remember covering the Lauberhorn and the
Hahnenkamm, didn't you?
And the Hahnenkamm. I guess they were the two big ones that I'd covered.
And you would cover, would you write for other publications, like the other publications you were involved in, aside from the Stowe Reporter?
No, just on my own.
Okay.